Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Annette Weiser. And today I want to talk about something that affects us people as well as our cats. Did you know that arthritis in cats is not abnormal? It's a common condition that causes painful joints and makes moving uncomfortable. And there's no cure for cat arthritis, but you can take steps to make your cat feel better. So if you notice your cat slowing down or showing signs of pain when they move, schedule an appointment with your veterinarian right away. So let's talk about the symptoms of arthritis in a cat. You know, usually the bones in your cat's body slide past each other easily, and they're protected by healthy joint fluid and cartilage. But when a cat has arthritis, usually true in an older cat, the smooth surface wears down. And symptoms of arthritis in cats include a reluctance or hesitance to jump up or down, difficulty going up or down the stairs, limping, stiffness in the legs, especially after resting or sleeping, difficulty using the litter box, irritability, and yes, my husband, like my cat, has that when his arthritis is flaring up. Reduced levels of activity, less time spent on grooming, reduced height when jumping, and hiding or sleeping more. So there's a lot of factors that can increase a cat's risk of arthritis. Of course, wear and tear, joints may weaken as the cats get older, abnormal hip development in a cat, an injury when a cat experiences a joint fracture or joint injury can cause it. Obesity, there's no science to this, but you know what? A fat cat makes arthritis work. And genetics. Some cat breeds have increased risk of arthritis, in particular a Maine Coon, a Persian, a Scottish Fold, and Siamese. So I know that our cat Simon had arthritis in the cat's body, common in the legs, usually in the back legs. And he used to drag his legs, begin limping and favoring a leg when walking, becomes less active. And your licensed veterinarian can help you put together a treatment for your cat for their back legs. For us, it was gabapentin, but your licensed veterinarian, a trusted veterinarian that's licensed, will help them. So this is what a vet will do and how they will diagnose it. They'll do a complete physical exam, and the vet will look for visible joint deformity, joint pain, decreased range of motion, grating or scraping noise when the cat moves its joint, and joint instability. There are many treatments. Your vet will recommend the best one of them. Among those treatments are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, pain management medication, injectable joint protectants, believe it or not, acupuncture, and cold laser therapy. So how can you help your cat and give them a comfortable environment that's also safe? If your cat has arthritis, consider giving your cat a soft, warm bed that is easy for your cat to get into and out, providing a ramp up to places where they like to rest, such as your bed, couch, or a window seat. Provide a litter box with one low side for easy access, and keep everything your cat needs, the litter box, the food, the water, on one floor of your house. Use soft brushes for grooming and help them maintain a healthy weight to put less stress. Friends, be kind to your fur babies. So if you think your cat has arthritis or in pain, schedule a visit with your veterinarian as soon as possible. For Pet Tips, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. See you next time.